here, so anyway, here it comes.
Okay, we'll call the meeting to order then.
Don't point it at me, though.
I just assumed maybe he was down with the group or something.
So, yeah, we'll call the meeting to order. This is the Technical Advisory Task Force. We're here to do the resolution creating the power to devise a water monitoring program for the outfall of Georgia Pacific. And we'll go ahead and start it with roll call. Starting
David Young,
Charlie Plyman,
Ann Siglio,
Pete Lawson,
Frank DeFelipis.
I don't count.
Okay. Hello. I don't know. So we're gonna just knife into resuming where we left off from the last meeting, going over the RFP, and I think we left off on something. Well, you've already modified this, so...
It's already been modified, so maybe what would be best to happen at this point is to just start at the very beginning and head through it. But just as an FYI, I was talking with my city manager today, and he's a little bit concerned about, what if when the testing is done, there is a bad report of some kind, like... You find a sick fish. How will that impact, tourists and the fishing community in Newport? No, no, no. So he's very sensitive to that. So,
of course, he is, and as he should be, and as anybody should be. But
so what would happen? What will happen with these results?
Presumably, they
become public record.
Yeah, but it takes several.
The city count. My understanding was that this was to be done. To inform the city council and the public based on concerns that they have brought to
and
the
no
council.
Further action would need to be taken necessarily.
It's up to whoever after that, whatever body, whether it's the council or the general public or DEQ or whoever, to follow any course of action. But
right.
I think that regardless, this is all within the public domain, and so data is data, the city can work on how they want to handle the PR end of that, but that's not, I don't think, our purview here.
I agree.
That's correct.
I just wanted to let you know that he's out of town right now, and he did discuss that with me earlier.
It did come up at the very first meeting. I remember him raising that issue, but again...
issue was actually enforcement, and so... we're not the enforcers. You have other regulatory agencies that do enforcement, being EPA and DEQ, and whether they hit that baseline or not. I don't think EPA would just...
Well, it seems to me that it's clearly not our problem,
right.
Whatever the findings are.
We're just
findings are what they are. And then there are regulations out there that may or may not apply. So I think somebody would need to identify, if the city wants to be on top of it rather than behind the ball, they should understand what regulations could potentially apply to an adverse finding, and that way they could at least steer the conversation.
Honestly, I don't think that this study will produce data that's going to trigger any sort of regulatory response. In fact, I'd be willing to bet a lot of money on that. Because I know that this is outside the purview of what the permit, and we really can't prove anything from this. So I think it is up to the city to decide, how they're going to spend this, positive, negative, whatever the types of data says. That's up to them, and that's certainly something they could bring back to this group for our recommendations. But right now, I don't see that as part of our charge.
No, I don't either. He just brought that up today and the last time.
Well,
I do have one comment, though, which is there are sick fish out there all the time, and it has not necessarily, anything
there
to
are
do.
Sick people. I mean,
that's right.
Just the way it is.
Advice to the city is consider how you're going to How are you going to interpret the results of this for the public? The city should, in their, if they want to have control of the situation, should do, there should provide an interpretation, not just plunk a report down that says one part per million.
And, I mean, so, since yeah. Surfrider Foundation was a lot driving behind this issue, I'd even be willing to say, you know, as not part of this group, but I'm sure that our organization would be willing to work with the city on what that might look like so that we were in parallel.
Right. See, because the city doesn't have that expertise.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Or you could call Georgia Pacific. They
yeah,
have that
no,
expertise.
That would be fine. Well, but thank you, because I was sitting here thinking, well, this will be an interesting press release to draft.
Well, one of the things that, you know, when we did the framework, and I'll get back to updating that, but it is a communications plan that we should probably think about. And that is, once we get the report, and we, I guess the scope stops on interpreting what that report means, but I would think that we would incorporate some sort of analysis or you know, review as part of the RFP. From the agent, you know, winning bidder. So,
yeah.
My personal opinion is that the city would probably, what they'd want to do is develop a, you know, a single one pager that boils down whatever the findings are into however they want to communicate that. And there's a press release that goes along with that. And then you publish that on your website for people that want to see.
Also next steps too. It's
sure.
not one and done, but say, okay, this is what the city's doing to prevent, you know, or secure or protect the citizens of whatnot. So and that was one thing that I was thinking of possibly incorporating into this is if option one is the base study and then give them some a couple of alternates so that you can get fixed prices for follow up. Studies, if the study is in a smaller scale, once they do the initial study, it might be something to explore to say, okay, we have the base study, and then 2 years from now, whatever, some sort of follow-up, it might show a trend of that.
Who would pay for that?
Yeah, well, the issue is right now, this study will be paid for with 3 years of the permitting fees from GP, so it's approximately $170,000. That's it. After that, there's been no agreement to spend another dime on this.
Couldn't this possibly just be bumped up to the DEQ? It's theirs. Isn't it their regulatory responsibility? Or
would that be the enforcement agency?
Right. That would be if there was a finding that was adverse of any kind.
But if there's no adverse,
but it's going
no
to
adverse finding, I don't think the nature of the press release is very important.
I think if there's no adverse finding, what Charlie said is that his group would help us boil it down into a one-page
right.
interpretation that the regular person who reads our website would be able to understand, and we would issue a press release.
Person.
That would make sense.
Yeah. But here's my other issue, is that here before you is an RFP in the format the city uses.
Right.
And we have incorporated all the information that the three of you worked out.
Not quite, but we're getting there.
Not quite, but this is a first draft. And so I thought maybe we should go through it tonight. Now, one of the questions that my boss asked me today is, why are you working on an RFP? And I thought, you know, these people have heard RFP throughout this whole meeting process.
That's what we thought we were doing.
Yes, and I checked the minutes, and sure enough, in September, it talked about drafting an RFP. And then later on, you know, the actual resolution creating this task force doesn't talk about an RFP. It talks about a grant process. But I think we can use these interchangeable because these could be grant guidelines, if we need to call them that. So we'll look at it that way.
But what do we? A grant means a sponsor has some kind of independent review process and then gives money. Is that? I've never heard that. That's what we're talking about.
Well, this committee, this task force, I think will be the independent review committee, and you will review whatever form it takes, whether it be a grant application or a proposal, and then you will make recommendations to the city council on the award of money. Is that
Yeah, I can see what you've done. She's interchanging the word application and proposal.
Right. I thought it was an easy stretch.
It's okay. I mean, at some level, it's kind of what we're doing.
I mean, we'll have to change the format if that's what somebody wants. But I thought once you get through this RFP process, once we get something developed, we can take this to council and say, is this, are we headed in the right direction? Or do you want us to turn this into a grant application? Let us know.
Yeah, I see, but I see also what David is saying, the difference between a grant application and what I'm seeing about this is a grant application, you can take the money and run and do what you please.
Well, generally there's some guidance and then you submit a proposal and then you have to execute the deliverables within the proposal that you submitted if you're granted the money. So now the difference to me is that we have a defined scope of work.
Right.
Grants generally ask the proposer to put together that defined scope of work.
The first draft. Right. What you and guys put together was something that would define what you're going to do with that money, so that was more of a grant type of format.
So we had talked a lot about whether or not how much we want them to propose to us versus how much we need to define for them. And I felt like that's why we got to the RFP, was because we felt like we needed to define to some degree, you know.
To make it fairly tight so they didn't just...
Well, absolutely. Sure. I mean, it seems logical to me. But anyway, if it works for you, let's head through this and then I will tweak it based on whatever you come up with tonight. How does that work?
Well, what we've got here... It basically defines what we want to do.
She's changed things like over. We said background. Now says overview.
But basically, this is when I was reading through this, I thought it almost sounded like a proposal. By just saying we will analyze examples in why. Manner and
a lot of that was going to come out, I thought, for our last meeting, is that we decided that we were going to take out a lot of the method stuff.
We just didn't get that
far.
I couldn't find out where. Here's
what happened. On number 5, are you talking about sampling methodology and specifications? Well, and I think that last week we talked about tweaking that and essentially taking out all but the second paragraph. And that's how I actually had it earlier today. And then...
You're having discussions with Word?
Oh. Yeah, I have my markups from last week, what we did is we kept page 1,
and 2.
We added some, we clarified the objectives, and clarified the animals. It's just, just recap where we left off. So the objectives were there, and the scope of services, so that was pretty much intact. We changed references from organisms to animals.
Did you do that, Anna?
I did.
Okay, then, because I incorporated...
And then we stopped right at sampling type and number of samples.
Right, because the black rockfish is still in there. I think we changed that to a generic flatfish, for example.
I thought I had.
So
Wait a minute.
Where are you talking about? That was just like one...
Couple.
Wait, where?
Is that
which
one today's?
That's one? Not today's.
Just picked it up?
Okay. Yeah, that's today's.
So, look, I'll tell you what, is page 1, is there any changes to page 1?
Not really.
Of
this document? No, uh-uh.
Okay.
I thought that we had
page 2 or
1,
what
2.
What did you say, Charlie?
I think we have 1, 2, 3. One page is 1, 2, and 3.
Outline? Okay.
Fairly intact.
Yeah.
Okay, so just scan them and make sure that the goals were...
Are you now referring to pages on...
The new one.
The new one.
The new one, yeah. Page 3.
I get three pages on the same thing.
I know. We all need to be working off of one if we can.
Are we working off the one that was given?
Let's work off the one.
But I have notes on two of the versions.
You might need to look at the one that Ann sent this morning, because that was her most current version.
Yeah, but this looks like it's pretty close.
There were very few changes.
There were some grammatical changes.
All right, so we got to page 3. David, you said you had...
I have just a technicality on A3, on page 3. I think we ought to have the word disposal after risk of effluent. It's risk of effluent disposal.
Oh, I actually said effluent risk, actually, in the last draft, but okay.
The risk is the disposal of the effluent.
So add disposal as the last word.
That's what
there.
I suggest on page 3.
Is everyone all right with that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's just effluent.
Okay, so that's section A, number 3.
Provide data to the City of Newport for the evaluation of risk of effluent disposal.
Just add disposal to the last, to the end of number 3. It just specifies that we're not talking about necessarily just the effluent.
Yeah.
And it's actually where it discharges.
Yeah.
Discharge.
Yeah. Unless you want to expand that.
I think that's fine. Pete, did you have something?
Yeah, just in A2 there, I would just say A risk assessment instead of B risk assessment.
Okay, that's easy.
Hey, I've got some easy ones.
Where is that? Number 2?
A2.
Yeah, A2.
Okay, gotcha.
Change the article.
Okay.
We've got an organisms down there in B1A.
B1A.
Indicator animals you want?
Organisms, animals, stripe organisms.
Change that to animals, right?
Okay. B1A. How about B1B?
B1C? Yeah. Yeah, that's just a warning that it's not going to be easy.
That's more of an informal, it's not really a scope statement, but...
No, it's just a warning that this is not going to be easy.
I think basically don't bring us a proposal that's not going to work. I think it's kind of what you say in there. A warning. I think it's safe to keep it.
We don't want any idiots.
I think it goes under scope of the services, because it means you're not going to go out there in a 10-foot boat and do this.
Yeah, show us what you're going to do in such an environment. Okay. Like, provide that within your proposal, I think, is what we're saying.
Okay, so B2.
Next page.
Should priority pollutants be capitalized?
Should what?
Priority pollutants be capitalized?
No, no pollutants.
So, okay. B2A?
Wait a minute. B2A looks fine. B2B isn't a sentence.
Oh, well. It's the cutting and pasting problem.
Yeah.
Right.
So, we need to say, what do we want out of those? An evaluation of those compounds, or
well, it's not any different today.
We don't need to say other.
How about just say compounds is one.
You're talking about compounds that are not metals,
right? Oh, okay. Right.
So these are organic compounds, or?
Right? Phenolics are organic, and PCBs.
So is that...
Was that all that was in
there? Is
that
inclusive? Wait. We're looking at metals and organics?
I believe
right,
so.
Right. Let me check something.
Not the... Well, ammonia doesn't accumulate.
So organic compounds?
Make
For B2 compounds. Organic?
Where?
Oh, yeah.
2B.
Instead of other, it should say organic?
Yes.
That's what I think.
Okay. That's a good call.
Okay. Yeah.
One thing that might make this a little clearer, this B2, is if B2 said, ended with handling and chemical analysis, comma, including, and a colon, and then there's A and B, then they don't really need to be sentences.
Oh, okay.
Sense?
Yes. Yeah. Well,
right. Although I think this 2B the last part of it is starting with in animals can all be deleted.
Just the RPCBs period?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Organic compounds that have potential for bioaccumulation.
Good point.
Such as compounds or PCBs.
Okay, thank you.
And then strike the rest.
Yeah.
The rest of the sentence.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it's not a sentence. But let's see.
So we have organic compounds that have potential for bioaccumulation, such as phenolic compounds or PCBs. PCBs, period. Is that?
Well, so but if we take Peggy's suggestion.
So handling and chemical analysis of the following colon, A, metals, B, organic compounds.
A, right. Metals, found to be, yeah.
A, want metals, the following or including?
There's something. Something that gives a, says, hey, these two classes follow.
Okay. I think that's a good idea because they are not complete sentences, isn't it?
Well, the first
and they
one
don't
is.
Need to be.
Okay. How about, are we ready to move on to three?
Mm-hmm. So.
I think we said it was
so,
okay
so
last
time. I'm still on 2A here. So is the ICP-MS scan the method of choice, and we're just...
I really believe it is. What I've got a problem with is known to be elevated. Not all the metals that we're analyzing are known to be elevated in my analysis. But there are metals that can be included in the scan, which covers some of the metals that either are known to be elevated or we're concerned might be elevated. We're concerned about them being discharged.
Well,
yeah, we've got to reword it. Okay, I see.
To that extent, do we want them to classify which ones would be effluent related and which ones wouldn't?
Do you leave that up to us?
We're
trying to do a scan.
Okay.
So we said we might say metals of concern or interest,
like
that.
Okay.
Instead of known to
be elevated in effluent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Metals of interest should include. We could just say of interest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
and yeah. And remove known to be elevated in the effluent?
Yes.
Okay, so metals of interest should be included in the...
Should be on a scan.
Okay, so that's a complete sentence.
It is a complete sentence, so that screws up...
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't think that that's a...
So do people know what metals of interest is?
Well,
I'm not a chemist, that's why I'm asking you.
So this thing was right quite specific to start with. We backed off of that. We'll get the proposer tell us.
Okay,
that's the philosophy of this task force, as I understand it now.
Well, metals of interest is
determined
from the prior study.
Yeah, what if some stuff wasn't... Well, I guess if stuff wasn't detected in the effluent, are you going to see it in the biota? Even so, there's an assumption there.
So do you want to have see an attached table of...
Well, we didn't want to do that, though. We were letting the proposer tell us.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole point of the bioaccumulation is that let's put it this way. Things can bioaccumulate even though they are not that high in the original effluent.
So what if we said metals known to bioaccumulate should be included in a complete SPMS?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. I think that's what we meant. Okay, known to bioaccumulate. Right.
Metals known to bioaccumulate.
Is that common scientific knowledge that metal A bioaccumulates and metal B doesn't.
Yeah, look at selenium and antimony and that whole selenium thing in California with the eggshells and things.
Actually, I think all metals bioaccumulate.
Okay. So does that resolve the issue?
I don't think it's
well,
at all.
Metals do that. That doesn't really resolve the issue.
If they all do, then it doesn't. So.
So then you would want to say something like you have before, which is metals of interest, but.
Or a concern. Concern to whom?
Yeah, interest is okay anyway.
So.
The key word is a complete ICP-MS scan. We want to get as much information as we
can. Exactly.
Well, can you say that including metals or including a complete ICP-MS scan up to 35 elements?
What if you just struck it off?
So here's the way I'm looking at it now. So this A and B, there are two general categories of compounds we're looking at. A and B. Metals is A, and organic compounds with potential for bioaccumulation is B. And then there's a second section, really, or statement that says metals should be evaluated using a complete ICP-MS scan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Right. I think so.
And I don't know if we have anything to say about methods for evaluating the organic compounds or not.
Well, that's GCMS as far as I know.
So, did we restructure that to just ICP scan should include?
Yeah, I think so. I think it needs to be.
Okay. Should include known metals to bioaccumulate.
So what are you saying, Craig?
You might want to say chemical analysis A using an ICP-MS scan for metal, complete scan for metals, and B a GCMS scan for trace organics, including phenolic compounds and PCB conjugates.
Okay.
We'll just need to restate that.
Okay.
So what I heard.
I've gotten so many things written on here.
Okay.
So what is A going? How will A read?
I think
a complete ICP-MS scan
for metals.
That are normal.
Well, just say up to 35 elements.
Up to 35 elements, sure.
Okay, so.
And then it was, what was the other methodology?
And then
B is a GCMS scan for trace organics, including phenolic compounds and PCB conjugates.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Did you catch that, Peggy?
So we're going to tackle this.
So you have to, I don't know how to.
Can you read B really slow so that Peggy can write this down?
First of all, Anne, have you got some objections?
No, I mean, that's fine. No,
I would suggest for B.
Okay.
A capital G, capital C, dash, capital M, capital S scan.
Okay.
For trace organics. For trace organic compounds.
Mm-hmm.
Including phenolics. And PCB congeners.
All right, I'm on it.
Okay.
Are we happy with that section now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
All around, Pete, that good for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as I can tell, that.
All right.
We can see it again.
Yes. Right.
Okay. So, section 3, site study. The study site is illustrated in Attachment 1. Details of the physical characteristics of the sites are presented in the comprehensive survey of the aquatic community in the area of Georgia Pacific Outfall, 001-2010, available by request.
Mm-hmm.
This phase of the study shall consider three areas. Outfall,
we all have
reference.
with these areas.
Looks good to me.
Yeah, we were happy with them last
and
week.
And I know they'll ask me, that these are the areas that GP surveyed, right?
They are. Right. We eliminated one of the reference areas, and that one was, I think, because we felt like it was in too close a proximity to the survey area itself, or the mixing zone itself.
So how about saying the phase of this phase of the study shall consider three areas and adjacent beaches.
Sure.
Because
we got into that.
We got into that. And yeah. Along those lines, there's recently been a dye study conducted of currents. Are you aware of that, Charlie?
I've been talking with Kip and Scott and some of those guys about that study. The results are going to blow DEQ's socks off, I think, because the dynamics of it are just all over the place. Mm-hmm. But that will be really interesting.
So they're looking at current patterns south of Yukon Head.
The first study that they did was during a strong south. Wasn't that strong, but those are south conditions. And so what they captured was transport inshore, north, and then inshore. And all that circulation was basically coming inshore, all the way to the beaches even.
So would this study, would this include onshore? Is a reference area, because we talked about the razor clams and so on.
I think if we're looking for, if they need to expand their area of consideration within the reference area to obtain the species, then...
You say that?
Well, we're saying basically the adjacent beaches, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's...
Okay.
And that's in the resolution.
Okay.
That study will be really interesting to kind of see what... I think it's basically just going to say that the near shore is a really dynamic place, and we don't know what's going on in here.
Okay. And there's no place you can say that
so three
GP effluent does or doesn't
touch.
Yeah.
Yes.
So three is good. How about section four, target animals?
I think that was...
I have a slight suggestion. Examples include razor clams, species. After that, I would insert mussels, parenthesis, middleist species.
Just to add mussels?
Mussels is the very last one.
I know, but it's a mussel, so I want to put it after razor clams. So we give this genus and the species. So after that, let's put mussels and then put parenthesis and then capital M and YTILUS space and then lowercase SPP period. Unless we want to specify the species.
No. Is that right?
So then it would go on Dungeness crab and flatfish, period.
Okay.
Okay.
And remove the filter feeders piece.
Yeah, it's not consistent.
Okay, so we're all good with four?
There's razor clams and filter feeders too. And then, now you got to decide, we didn't actually get to editing five as far as...
Yeah, that's where we're
right.
Stop.
Right. Yeah.
So we want to cut this way down. Somebody put in a question mark about the number of specimens. I just want to say I wanted to include compositing to get some kind of averaging process in there. So they just didn't get
I'm the one that did that, but the point was that, if you get 10 flatfish, geez Louise, you've got dinner for a month for me.
But we don't care about you. We want to get enough.
That's all right.
We want to get 10 is an arbitrary number. But originally, I want to make sure that we had enough tissue. That's why I thought we had muscle tissue. Now we got fish. We could have small fish. We could have small flatfish. So
I put in, though, I said things to consider, right? Okay, a month's wait, for example, would be a... Maybe we could rephrase it to say sufficient sample for the analyses or sufficient sample for the detection.
Conceptually, though, do you want to include a minimum number of individuals just to get some kind of averaging of this representative sample population?
I think it's a good idea. I think that if they're out there and they're doing it and they grab one and call that a representative sample, well, we all know here sitting at this table that is not a representative sample.
The real question is how many do you need?
And how many do you need? Yeah, a lot. Having at least, I think, more than one is,
sampling several organisms really gets you away from the problem of what happens if you get a sick fish.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Well, here, while we're on this,
I'm happy with that, but he said 10.
First paragraph of sampling methodology and specifications, don't you think that we agreed last time to remove that whole paragraph?
I thought we did.
Okay, so let's pretend that it isn't there, and now we're talking about paragraph 2.
Okay.
We did agree for the first part, so...
Yeah, because we already said, just let them decide.
Yeah.
Just
right, right. Different flavor. So what part did you cross out on the second paragraph?
So we're starting with to obtain.
Right.
To obtain a representative sample as possible, specimen composition shall be conducted.
So...
And we have to take out within the size specification listed above. Since there isn't anything.
Yeah.
So we're striking the first paragraph, is that
yes.
right?
Yes.
Right.
And then in the second paragraph,
within the size to
third specify. Line ends with organism, and then the rest of that sentence is removed?
That's correct.
Okay.
And I would say, have that start of that sentence, each composite sample.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we have to strike the next line, or line or lines, that seems to me.
Where you're talking about the size?
Yeah.
No, that should be documented.
I agree. I think actually we should have that documented. We're not specifying the sizes that we want there. We're just telling them we want to document it, right?
Oh, I see. So what you're asking them...
Oh, yeah.
When they're sampling a razor clam, you need to know the total length of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Recorded.
Well, I mean, now we will know, did they get a bunch of juvenile fish and use those? Did they get... You know, big halibut and
change black rockfish to flatfish.
Okay, and then so what not? Is?
Do we do total length, Pete, or fork length? Is there flatfish have a fork length?
I had the same question.
Flatfish would not have a fork length. Okay, and flatfish have a.
Yeah, I think total length is what we want here.
A flat tail.
Total length.
Okay, so that's going to be total length.
I don't know. I've never measured flatfish, so.
We could do? We could just say morphometrics should be performed on each species.
Yeah. He used to do
instead
that.
Of this inches thing?
Really?
Yeah. He knows something about this.
Hey.
In addition to swimming in it.
Okay, so.
Morphometrics is just, it's what the ODF and W guys do down at the docks. They measure
length and weight.
Length and weight.
So, be performed on each sample?
Each
representative
organism.
Each organism?
Yeah.
And then, do we remove this size and inches thing?
Yes.
And replace it with the morphometrics piece.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think we're onto something here. Not sure what it is, but what about the last sentence on this page? An effort to obtain a similar distribution of sizes, since we're not really referring to sizes any longer. Yeah.
No.
Or
no, that's
a similar
right.
distribution of
that's
sizes.
What yeah, that's all right.
For organisms within each composite. Are we trying to do that?
That's what I thought.
I thought that's a good idea. I mean, it sounds more representative than a bunch of juveniles or
right.
a bunch
you
of
only have juveniles in the reference. And
well, I was thinking more within each site. How about, I'm sorry, the composite.
Well, you don't want juveniles on one site, adults on
another. That's what I mean, yeah. Right? That's what I guess was trying to figure out a way to say that. Okay. The size, different distribution of sizes for each area.
Of sizes.
Or
sizes of organisms.
Yeah. Within each?
In.
It says for each composite. I think that's
yeah, in
what
I
we
guess
want.
Composite sample.
Okay.
You want to take out that parenthetical comment?
Sample, okay.
Which one?
Within the constraints.
Within the constraints, don't you think you should take that out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just giving, I don't know what that, within the constraints of sampling over numerous days within a season, that's just saying.
Life is tough.
Life is tough sometimes, and we understand that.
I'll use that.
You don't do it all in one day.
The next paragraph, I think that you we were pretty much agreed at the last meeting should be removed. What do you think today?
Yeah, I think that if they don't know how to do that, they shouldn't bid on this.
I mean, would we really want to tell them that?
Yeah, and I think we're asking them for that in the proposal, right?
Right. Right, they should tell us how they're doing it.
And maybe what we would...
The detailed procedures that we documented in the proposal?
I think maybe...
Sampling and handling procedures?
Sure.
I think we would replace...
Sampling and handling procedures?
But how about the analytical chemical proposal shall include... Put it there. What did we just...
What page are you on?
Six, just right over here. The analytical chemical protocol shall include...
Well,
I think we're talking about...
I see you're doing the sampling mindset here.
All right. We'll go back over there.
I think David makes a good point. What we should probably do is just... ask them right there, rather than define it right here. Ask them to document
what they're intending to
so,
do.
So
sampling and the handling processes
and procedures. Yeah,
procedures.
Okay. Procedures
within the proposal. We want that in the proposal, so okay. We can go. This is acceptable or not,
okay.
Or at least reference it, which is likely what they'll do. They'll reference a, you know, standard methods of some sort.
So would they more? I mean, would you spell out what you don't want, like? Frozen or not?
I think you want to get that specific because you want to hear what they are proposing.
Okay, so yeah. Their solution.
Unless you absolutely know that there's something that you do not want to see.
Yeah. Right.
For example, if we see it, then we know we don't want those.
Right. If they, that could be a filter.
Exactly.
Right. I agree. It could be a good filter, mm-hmm. David.
My argument against frozen was if they were going to dissect out muscle tissue, I didn't want them freezing the sample, bursting the internal organs, and then bleeding it in the muscle. Mm-hmm. Because it is a whole animal, it doesn't matter if it's frozen.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so they present their solution on handling and...
detail sampling and handling procedures within the proposal.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or something perfect. Like that.
Or be included, yeah. And then we take off the sampling schedule?
No, we want that.
I don't think so.
We wanted it to be late summer or early fall, which is why that was actually rewritten.
Which we might have to tweak some of these timelines, but that's all right.
So that's still good.
The next to last line, domoic acid, D-O-M-O-I-C.
I knew that was spelled.
How do you spell it?
D-O, domoic.
Yeah, I know what domoic acid is.
D-E-M-O-I-C.
Oh, I see.
We really were
demonic
acid. Demonic
acid.
Yeah. I thought it was very demonic myself.
Well, I knew something wasn't right, but I...
So we keep the schedule as it stands, or...?
Yeah, and then that may have to change. As she says, that may be a real...
Well, we have a proposed schedule in here, and it doesn't... I mean, we just need to remember to deal with this when we get there.
Okay.
Well, this just says late summer, early fall, and then presents some likely constraints. Uh-huh. It doesn't say what exactly, which are, to my way of thinking, offered as guidance to proposers.
And then the schedule allows work to begin November 8th, so that couldn't happen with CRAB, right? Because the...
They don't. I don't think that matters. It may.
And what is the October 16th, November 30th closure?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter if you sample for scientific purposes.
You get a scientific taking
permit. So it
doesn't.
Permit. Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
I also think that is the Dungeness commercial crabbing season.
I think it is too.
As far as I know, recreational crabbing is open year round, which means you could go out there and get two a day if you needed to. But they would get a scientific permit. Arlene would hook them up from ODF and
right.
Okay, so we need to take out the noting.
Arlene Merrill, she issues all the scientific taking permits for Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Six.
We're taking out the first, number six, first sentence starting with noting, period, at after fall.
Oh, I see.
And then we just take the rest. Do you want to leave the scientific sampling permits in there?
They should know. Yeah,
they should have sampling permits.
They should know, yeah. And to get these permits, I've already talked to Arlene about it.
I think just that very last sentence is probably just fine. Specific sampling permits may be applicable. If you don't know the, you don't get them, you're not getting anywhere. So
yeah, the only permit that could present a challenge is if they want to moor something out there, that could take a little time. So if they want to do caged mussels on a mooring with an anchor system on the bottom, they'll have to get a Department of State Lands permit, and that'll take a little bit longer. But otherwise, it should be a no-brainer.
Okay, so really, it's everything stops after sampling schedules, resampling areas during late summer, early fall period, right? Is that everything else? Sampling permits may be applicable.
Well, wait, are you taking the Razor Clown fishery may be closed?
So it doesn't matter how you spell demonic.
I really like that word.
It's not going to be.
It's a demonic.
Okay.
I came so close to analyzing it.
Number seven. Oh. Or did you capture 6 or 9?
I'm captured, yes.
It wasn't demonic, it was demoic. Come on.
Okay, number seven.
It's close.
Whole soft tissues. Now, we went into...
We weren't going to do...
I think...
What are we going to... Wait, some place we're going to say whole organisms, don't we? Whole organisms.
Well, but do we... No, I thought... Well, yeah, that's kind of where we were arguing at the end.
The shell of the razor clam.
Yeah, well, we don't want the shell of Dungeness crab either. Well, I certainly wouldn't.
Well, that was argued, though. Some people said yes.
We were going to put it in a blender and see what came out.
Smash the hell out of it.
Guys.
Oh. So I think...
No, that's disgusting, isn't it?
Whole specimen. Just take soft tissues of razor clam.
You say excluding mollusk shells.
Okay.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Well, wait one
second. So we're going to do the whole Dungeness crabs?
Yes.
Ten Dungeness crabs.
That was my thing. I said that. And there was a reason I said that.
That's going to kick the... Somebody's going to have to buy a $1,000 blender.
they're pretty soft.
Not that I do.
Volume.
You're going to have a volume.
It's
going to
be a huge
like
blender.
If you're composting.
Oh, all 10 at once?
Well, yeah. How else do you get them together if you're blending them?
You know,
see,
that thing they used to have on Saturday Night Live, the Veg-O-Matic?
Yeah. The Bass-O-Matic.
Incredible.
The Bass-O-Matic, yeah. Okay, so help me with number 7. The whole
specimen shall be excised and included in the sample.
Excluding mollusks.
Okay, so I take soft tissues of a razor clam out, right?
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to rewrite this thing, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole specimen shall be excised and included in the sample. Period.
No, with exception to
mollusk
shells. Okay, so put with exceptions to mollusk shells.
Right after your period, or right?
Right before the period.
Yeah.
So then,
spelling the T.
The entire edible muscle tissue. Okay, so we just. Do you want to take that next sentence all the way out?
I think so.
Okay.
For Dungeness crab, flatfish specimens, edible.
Yeah, I think we just define that in the first sentence for all of the species, right?
Okay.
So that comes out.
All right. That works.
Okay, so the tissue from at least 10 specimens shall be well mixed and blended, and in subsamples as appropriate.
In a mollusk-matic.
So that still stands, right? Additional details are specified in appendix.
And I don't have appendix.
No, we never.
There's no appendix.
Okay,
that's going to come out.
So
take that whole last sentence out.
Yes.
Okay, so the next one is next paragraph is for each of these three target species, one composite. So it consists of edible tissue. So we don't want.
Oh, it should be soft tissue.
Well,
the
crab's not soft.
Well, what is it then?
Tissues.
Tissue?
Yeah, but we don't want edible in there anyway.
Right.
Shell consists of tissue from at least 10
specimens. Is shell considered to be tissue?
No, it's not.
I construe the shell to be not tissue.
Well, it actually is, but...
Fingernails.
Shell tissues.
Yeah, shell consists of tissues from at least 10 specimens.
Okay, so it's strike edible.
So
we're getting 10 composite samples of 10 organisms each from each of the three survey areas.
That was my arbitrary.
That sounds like a lot.
Well, actually, they may not even be able to get them. We may have to put some four examples in there because by the time you get to the three different areas...
Ten is not too large a number. It's actually a much too small number. If you look at a power analysis, which...
But if you get a big fish like that and you get 10 of them...
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's why... I was going on muscle tissue subsampling.
But then we said that this was not going to be a statistical sample, so...
We've got little razor clams where you can really may have to composite to get enough sample.
Right.
And then you get a big flatfish, you got a halibut in there, for instance.
You wouldn't want 10 halibut.
If fish is the exception where we're having trouble here,
yes.
Then maybe fish is the exception that we allow for in methodology of an entire species.
Well, it's an entire specimen. One specimen, no compositing for five fish. Or you say for large animals.
Well, we could get three instead of 10.
I would go for three.
Yeah.
I think you need to do some compositing.
Right.
Okay.
Because, as you said before, you're in favor of shrinking
the number versus the sample.
So compositing goes to three organisms. How many composites?
We just say shell consists of tissue from at least 10 specimens with the possible exception of flatfish.
Okay. And then they'll let them make the call?
Yeah.
No less than three?
I didn't say no less than three. Three, but you could say 3 to 10.
I think just the three would apply to fish. The fish, though, I think we still want 10.
Yeah, I would.
At least for...
It's not hard to get... But now the question is, how many composites do we want?
Pin crabs, once again, pin crabs is a lot of crab.
Yeah.
But so what you're saying here is tissue from at least 10 specimens with the exception of flatfish.
Maybe we gotta start at the other end. How many samples of each of the three organisms do we want from each of the three areas? How many samples? Positive or not?
Let's start from another end. Do we want the proposer to tell us how they think they should do it?
Mm-hmm. That's possible. See, I costed this out, and roughly half of the money that's available is what I figured the budget would be for analysis, based on my sampling schedule.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But well, that's
useful. That's just one shot. And so, we could say the proposer, because we're going to tell. Are we going to tell the proposer how much money is available? Somebody said
yes,
we should do that.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's out there. It's public
record.
Knowledge, and it's actually in here somewhere. No. I'm fairly certain I included that just because I would be besieged by telephone calls.
So we'd say a total of $170,000 is available for this study. Is that the idea? And then we let them propose a number of samples and any kind of compositing strategy. You could do it that way.
So, flatfish is the only one that's
of the overview.
I'm also coming back to us designing the study form here. So, Dungeness crabs are really mobile animals. They move all over the place.
So, is that a good species?
So, exactly, is that a good species? And we don't have anything in here at this point about benthic infauna.
Yeah.
I thought we did have something.
We did, but it seems to...
I would say the crab, though, is important to Newport. It's an identity piece, and we should study.
You could probably sample crabs in the bay and get the same results as you would.
Then becomes a political point. You know what? You have cotton apples off, jump off show. They aren't any different than samples off the reference area. End of discussion.
Right.
Okay, well, it's an expensive way to make a point, but
on the other hand, we said, for example, we did not specify the organisms. If they come back and they know what they're doing, which we hope, these are the best ones that we could get.
But if we go through the whole thing with details about how many crabs they're going to blend up.
We begin in the scope of services defining it as resident indicator animals such as flatfish, crabs, clams, or mussels, and benthic and fauna shall be analyzed for bioaccumulation.
Glad somebody can read. He found that was yeah, okay. That's the whole point
right there. That's right. That is
so the volume is the question that we're trying to debate here, and so we wanted to say that the number of samples, composites, could possibly be less. We already determined that flatfish is that's a huge number, volume of fish. So do we just leave with a possible exception of flatfish and let them come up with a solution?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know that we should say possible exception. I think we should just say exception, don't you?
Okay.
Well, you want to just let them propose the whole thing?
I'm starting to lean towards David's suggestion here and letting them propose the whole thing, and we can evaluate it from there. Because it sounds like we really don't know, honestly. This group doesn't know what it's going to look like when you go grab 10 samples in a flatfish. And if there's a target species that they know that they can go after to commonly, you know, I mean, I tell you, there's a ton of Puget Sound studies on water quality and target species to study for, priority pollutants. Tons of studies on it. And the right person does the right research, they'll be able to go, oh, yeah, Dover sole or this species or that species is probably the target species we want to look at. They're the best indicator species of X, Y, and Z. They may know much more than us, or they may know it, they may arrive at the same place we are and say, hey, look, there's just no way you can do
well, I think with that said, I would agree that they are experts and we have to value their expert opinion, but in their methodologies without telling them what to do, which we struck a lot of stuff out, but we have to go back and say what's important for Newport from a destination, tourist destination, an industry, seafood industry type of level of importance. If they were to look at something other than what is generated as part of Newport's livelihood, then it would also have
wouldn't
that
be negative. Relevant to you think. I mean, suppose they just did infauna and they were just doing worms. Who cares?
Yeah, would you agree?
I don't care.
Well, if it was an indication of ecosystem health, then DEQ would care.
But the thing is, bioaccumulation is not an indication of ecosystem health. It's just an indication of bioaccumulation.
Yes.
And we see bioaccumulation doesn't by itself address the so what question.
There's also a level of anti-degradation too when it comes to bioaccumulation. And
so do we need to come back to number 7?
No, we better decide. Because we're not going to live that long.
Okay. So with the exception of flatfish, and let them, and then what about that last 3 animal species times 10 times 3, 90 composite samples?
Well, are we gonna let them propose their composite, their sampling schedule?
That's what we're going to have to decide.
I would advocate that, to say.
We might say including recreationally important species or something like that. Or
no, that we don't need. But we're down to we want 3 animals times 10 composites per site times 3 sites. Or are we just going to...
That's the question.
I don't think we should say that.
Okay. Okay, then, fine.
The proposer shall propose that.
But the issue that Frank just raised is sort of an uncomfortable one for me. Are we going to let this be directed towards ecologically significant animals, or is it going to be directed toward the ones with the big brown eyes or the ones that show up in the fish case?
Well, I propose that they were recreational seafood species. That's the ones I put down, because it seemed to be relevant to what the public is concerned
about. Well, not recreational, just seafood species. What if they're professional?
Well, but I mean
the ones that go in the recreational ones are not the ones that go in Safeway's case.
No, but people go out there and they collect razor clams to eat, or they collect crabs, or they collect flatfish, I presume, by hook and line.
So, yeah, in the nature of this whole thing, what we're trying to do is when people show up and see the brown cloud out there in the water, it's like, oh, am I concerned? Well, yeah, we did this study, and this is what's
happening. Well, then we should say the purpose of this study is to examine animals people eat to see if...
No, but we decided we didn't want to be that blunt.
Because that would be getting into some sort of liability, saying, hey, you said it was safe, and now
I got
sick. Little Billy's sick.
So
what are we going to do with number 10? I didn't mean to...
You mean number 7?
7, I'm sorry.
Well, you said
I think we should say...
Right? He said don't guess Bible. He said make it recreationally relevant. So which do we want to do?
We only have half an hour.
Well,
yeah.
Got to move along. But we don't actually have...
We're going to get razor clam samples. I think it's pretty sure. And probably, I don't know.
Can we just come back to 7 then? After knifing through it?
But the rest of this stuff is boilerplate for the city.
Yeah, I think that's the crux of it here. How specific do we want to be?
So
I think that we should provide them with a few different species that we recommend, such as we have done, and let them decide on 3 target species from that list, or propose
alternatives
to us in the proposal process.
Right.
We can vet that at the time when we look at the proposal and say, you know what? This is all worms and benthic and fauna, and it's going to be meaningless to the council, and here you go. Can you produce something that's more along the lines of maybe these X, Y, and Z species? I second your original opinion and yours as well that we should leave the methodology as far as the composites and how many up to the proposal person to give us what they think is the best representative coverage of the survey area.
Right.
So what I scribed here was to kind of strike that part of the paragraph there that just says for each of the, and instead say for each of the 3 target species, composite sampling methodology should be proposed to best obtain representative coverage of the study area.
I like that.
General enough for us to kind of say this is what we're looking for, but allows them to actually propose it, the methodology. We can have in the back of our mind, too, what we think is acceptable, you know.
Right. Well, that would be your vendor selection criteria.
Sure.
So,
all
righty then.
Okay, you got that on tape, right?
But I'm not going to listen to that
tape. Yeah. That tape is so that she can plug it into the computer and follow public law.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
There's only one person who likes their words to be perfect.
Okay. So then we have 7 resolved. Number 8, target analysis.
So then we strike the 3 times.
Yeah.
And didn't we already cover the targets above?
Well, that's interesting because we Before we had two classes, and here we have three classes.
Well, I take the mercury out. I mean, I just.
Well, that's a metal.
It's a metal, but we don't. But do we have? If we've already specified up on page 4 at the very top.
Yeah, why is this happening again?
Yeah, why would we cover again?
So then, should we just take this whole section out and call the number?
I would think we'd take 8 all out entirely.
Yep.
So take 8 completely out.
Yeah. I'd also recommend just swapping sampling schedule and number 7, so that 7 is moved up into the under sampling methodology and specifications.
Okay.
I kind of feel like it's jumping around here.
So 7 would move up and sampling. No, 8 would move up, and then 6 would move down to 8.
No, 8 goes away.
8 comes out.
Yeah. Okay. 8 goes away, and then. Seven goes above 6.
But what is 7? Now, we took the first whole paragraph out, didn't we? Of 7?
7, we took the whole specimen shall be excised and included in the sample. The tissue from.
With the exception of mollusks.
With the exception of mollusk shells. And then I think the next sentence that you left in was the tissue from at least 10 specimens. So you would want to say. The tissue shall be well mixed and subsampled as appropriate.
Yeah.
And take out at least 10 specimens.
So what did read your first sentence again?
The whole specimen shall be excised.
Excised means cut a piece of it out, so that's not right.
Yeah. The whole specimen shall be included?
Yes.
Okay. In the sample, with the exception of mollusk shells, the tissue shall be well mixed and subsampled as appropriate.
Perfect.
So then, okay. Now do we want to do the quality control protocol?
I think we just say proposal shall propose a. So of course, include a QA procedures.
Yeah.
Where are we?
To the end of 8.
Oh.
And that would go. Under 7. No, that would go.
Earlier.
That would go under 2.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, the end of 8, which is the very last paragraph, the target trace element, or the analytical chemical protocol.
We're going to come up with a different sentence.
Yeah, we need something that basically says we're asking the proposer to give us this
QAQC.
You get to say quality assurance. That'll give us.
Yeah.
You got
cute quality assurance.
Oh, I don't want to hear about another quality assurance.
I thought you were going to write that in.
Aren't you? You like writing protocols?
Yeah.
I can't think of a word.
Okay, so
not me either.
So the proposer should provide what?
A
plan for quality assurance or something like that.
Yeah. Quality management, quality control plan.
A quality control plan.
Well,
sure. Quality assurance.
I think quality assurance.
I think that's probably more exciting.
Right. Okay, so that's going to be at the very end of 8, and.
No, it's going to be at the very end of 2.
Which we may have already added a sentence like that after 2. I can't remember if we did.
I don't think so.
No, we didn't.
That's all. Then that replaces all of
it. Right over here. On 2 that starts with analytical methods.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's going to go at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Wait. It says including procedures for quality assurance and control for sample collection, handling, and chemical analyses.
That's good.
Oh, there it is.
Ding, ding, ding.
So let's
strike all of it.
Just ignore this last piece.
Ignore this last conversation.
Yeah. Okay. Nice finish.
Yes. Okay.
I haven't had anything to drink. Jeez.
Okay.
So, Alrighty then.
We're on 9, I think. Are we on 9?
I think so.
Okay. Deliverables.
We'll just make that 8 now.
Right.
Is within 8 months.
Does this make sense?
No, no.
It's a number 8 instead of number 9.
Okay, number 8.
But, yes.
Okay.
Now, first of all, we've got a problem here. We got 2 seasons here, which is...
Yeah, this is...
Right.
This doesn't make sense.
So why don't we start again on this?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you want to propose this? First of all, this is August. This won't be conducted for a year.
Right. So, well, can we talk about the timeline when we get there? Because...
I thought we were there.
Not exactly, sort of, but there's also a preliminary schedule on the very next page.
Oh, right, right.
And so, okay. You know, we can...
Oh, I didn't even see that, sorry.
Yeah, so what we can do, really, is push this forward, because to get this out on September 20th, it's possible, but it's going to be...
We
want it to be perfect, and we also want to make sure that the timeline fits with everything else. I mean, we want to allow time for the proposals to come in. We want to allow time for there to be a pre-proposal conference where all of you people will be there to answer the questions that I couldn't possibly. We want to allow time for written questions before the pre-proposal conference. We just have to make all of that work.
So you want to push out to the 20th and start to October, first week?
Well, I think that's up to people who know when we can, you know, timing-wise, is this going to take a year?
I think it probably will by the time they actually get
going.
And so maybe we should allow a little bit more time for proposals.
I totally agree.
Because
there's no way that we can... Review proposals on this timeline.
Exactly. I'm really worried about that. So that anyway, let's finish this deliverable.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, finish 9. And
so it seems like the main question here is how soon do we want to report?
Well, first of all, when do we think the study's going to start?
That doesn't matter. Just once they start the study, they're going to deliver a report within.
Some period of time.
Well, my thoughts are based on 2 seasonal businesses. The seasons are out, it's just given enough time to do it.
Yeah. So the deliverable...
6 months or...
No, 4 months is all right. Never mind.
No, I think... So... Is 8 months enough time?
Sure.
To conduct the study, analyze the samples, and write it up?
I think so.
Yeah.
So
like
4 would become 8 in the first line. The contractor shall, within 8 months of initiation
of sampling. And then
strike first season.
Deliver to the city of Newport a draft report. Will that be a draft, or will that be a final report?
I think a draft is all right.
Well, a draft, okay.
That would be a good idea, I think, to have a draft, because that would come here, because if there was any kind of technical tweaking that was needed before a final report was produced, we couldn't do it.
Right.
That's going to fall on you guys.
A draft, do we need to...
A draft report... I don't know that you have to go into that great detail, because they're going to propose what they're going to do, and you want to report on what they did.
You say a draft report, period.
And take all that other stuff out.
And then final report will be due.
Final report shall be delivered within... what about...
Within some period of time of receiving comments back from the city.
2 months? That should be plenty of time, don't you think?
I suppose, yeah.
It is.
Okay. Any comments?
A final report. Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. Shall be delivered to the city within
2 months after review.
After review of draft?
Yeah.
After the review is, yeah, after review is returned to the proposer. Right. Mm-hmm.
Alrighty then.
We take out this business about the Excel spreadsheet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't like those. Not on my computer.
Do you want some cheese with that wine? I deal with it all the time.
Some wine.
Okay, so then. Okay, so that's the last night. So we're done.
Except the schedule.
Except for the schedule.
The schedule is mind-boggling.
Well, see, I'm gonna hurry. I didn't know how long it would take. So let's fix the schedule.
Change 11 to 12.
So the release of the request for proposals, what would be, because we'll be needing to meet again, and plus after this is finalized, I'd like to take this to the council and perhaps have all of you at a work session so you could be there to answer any council questions and make sure we're headed in the right direction. And they don't want to see the word grant as opposed to proposal. So
they want to see the word grant as opposed to proposal.
We want to find out. We just need to find out.
Oh, I see.
The 20th is way too early. Are there any other city milestones that we need to work our way around from a schedule?
Not really, just avoid weekends.
It might be easier to see how much time we have by walking backwards.
Because
theoretically, the consultants are not going to be able to begin work until next spring, probably summer.
Well, and if we want.
So I would say the very earliest, we're going to see them sampling. If they could, if we got everything done really fast, if we were done today, and it was November, I think that it would be April at the earliest. We'd probably
We say late summer, early fall.
Yeah, so we
have consultants begin work November 8th, 2011.
Well, I didn't know, but how about if we put another line in here that says consultant finishes work, so begins work like April of 2012 and finishes work December of 2012?
Did you say 4 months? What was the duration?
8 months after initiation.
So that would be December, wouldn't it?
Sure. Completion?
Yeah, but the point is we wanted bioaccumulation, which means we want the oldest organisms. In some cases, they're going to have to wait. We were thinking between August and the end of October, they would have bioaccumulated the most.
Okay, and then December.
I mean, some of those things don't even attach until.
So you're saying that there's a better time of year to collect samples?
Well, it was late summer, early fall.
Yeah, late summer, early fall.
So then we maybe should put the consultant begins work date at
August.
Field work begins August 1.
Well, if there's the opportunity for them to go out in June or July, I mean, why not?
But should we then extend the, what I have is consultant completes draft, and then I'm December of 2012. Would that be sufficient time, or do we need
I think it would be, because you're allowing essentially an entire sampling season, and you're shouldering another few months.
Yeah, I disagree. I don't think that's nearly enough time. If they're not going to start sampling till August, there's no way there's going to be a report in December.
That's true.
Okay, so draft report. Let's say the draft report, how about April of 2013?
Well, it's already dependent on when they start sampling, because we specified that in the previous section. So
So
in a way, working backwards isn't working.
No, it isn't.
Maybe we just need one line that the study shall commence in the summer of 2012.
Right. Okay.
Let's just take this out of here and put preliminary schedule. Study shall commence summer of 2012.
Right. What do we think? When do we think we're going to be able to get the RFP out?
We can get it out.
Oh, it'll.
I mean, we can get it out anytime pretty much now, but I don't think we need that much time.
Well, don't we need to talk to the city council?
Yeah, so I'm thinking we could get it out in early January. Would that be sufficient time?
Their proposal. Request for a proposal.
Yeah.
I think we could get
I was thinking we could do it before then, too.
Yeah.
We can do it sooner. I mean, I can get you on schedule on to the agenda, and we can start.
Or shoot to get it out in November, say. Or
yeah.
I said shoot for November.
Yeah. Okay.
November would give them some time to chew on it.
So we'll release the proposals in November of 2011. And then,
yeah, and the real key thing is, when do we want the proposals back so we can value that
right.
date?
So how many days for questions and answers?
I don't want any written questions.
You don't want written questions?
No.
Okay, so then we'll take that out and we'll just, but we do need a pre-proposal conference. I really
need
that. Yeah,
okay.
That.
That's okay.
So November.
That should be early December?
Late? No, not before Christmas. I wouldn't do that. I'd do it after Christmas.
Yeah. No.
Well, if we're going to issue it in November, then we probably ought to do it, the questions in December early.
Right.
Are you not going to be here?
Are we going to be here? Depends on if it's ski season.
Well, they do, I know. So that's the reason I said initially that maybe we should release the RFP in January. We'd be beyond that, but...
Well, you're going to have a rapid turnaround like that. What's typical in it? Do they say 30 days?
It depends on what it is. It depends on what you're requesting a proposal on. But here's another thing we could do. We could issue the proposal earlier. We could do it in October.
Yes.
So then we could do the pre-proposal conference in November before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
That would be good.
Okay, that's good.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, let's go to October.
Okay, so release of RFP October of 2011, pre-proposal conference.
No,
we could do that in...
November 2011.
Can anybody come to that proposal conference?
Yes, And that's where
you may not want
to answer questions.
To be there.
So you're saying, what would it take once they get the from the conference? That's just the last minute instructions.
Not really, because those are where people will come and they will ask specific questions about the RFP. You know, what does this mean? What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. What if we get five different answers from five different members of the task force?
Well, lots of times it is a conversation. But if you get two out of line, we'll have somebody there to...
I don't think we're that scattered, are we?
I don't think
no,
so.
We're not.
Yeah.
You are a unit.
A team.
A fully functioning unit.
So proposals are due 3 weeks after or early November?
Well,
I think...
The proposals can come in, that's fine. We don't have to read them the day they come in.
No, we wouldn't.
We wouldn't read them until, say, January.
So do you know
it's a pre-proposal. We got to read them before the Supreme...
Not the pre-proposal.
Oh, after pre-proposal, yeah.
Pre-proposal,
they're not reading a pre-proposal conference. We're not
there's
taking
no proposals.
Proposals.
So
I really
proposals come in after New Year's. That's my recommendation.
Okay, so early January.
The award date is...
You want to do like January 15
well,
or something?
Yeah, but
like
the
that?
Proposals, yeah, but we still have to read them after they come in and decide, assuming there's going to be more than one, make a decision.
Well, you could.
So how much time will it take us to turn the proposals around and make an award?
That's 3 months.
3 months?
No, it's not. When are the proposals due?
The proposals we have due in
early January.
So then you have January, February, March.
Well, we better get them back in a couple of months, I think.
Well,
we better get them back in a couple of weeks.
Once we decide
which one we want to fund, how long does it take to do the bureaucracy?
To negotiate the contract. I don't know.
But
you got a lawyer? You got to have a city lawyer involved, or something?
Oh yeah, it doesn't take that long.
So if we get proposals January 15th, and then we take 6 weeks to look at them. Mm-hmm. That's the end of February. Mm-hmm. And then if we make an award at the end of February...
Well, we have the contracting period, so that would be into March.
Well, the end of February, what we have to do in early March is take it to council and tell them, give them a recommendation. They could award the bid, and then, of course, there can be a protest. So we'd wait for 7 days for there to be a protest period. And then, you know, we would do the council meeting award contingent on hammering out an agreement that was acceptable to the city attorney.
So it should be able to happen by the beginning of May.
Well, before that, I would think.
Yeah. Well, I'm just being...
Well, I think that's conservative, May, but I think, would that be okay if we put consultant begins work May of 2012?
Well, they got a plan. We got to leave them some planning
time.
That's right.
Yeah, right. That's right. And so, if they have to buy
it. Don't say begin work, say proposals.
Will be
proposal
awarded.
Award date, May of 2012.
And then they know they've got to get sampling by summer.
Okay.
So we're going to.
I think it should be. I think
January 15th.
January. Well, I'll put it on a Friday, whatever it is, mid month.
I would say award date, though, probably in April. How about April
15th?
How about April 1st?
Yeah, right. Either way. Either way, April's that month.
Let me add some dates in. Oh, he's got his calendar.
If I can get the
January. On his astonishingly smartphone.
He beeps. Oh, good. The 2nd January is the 2nd Friday is the 13th.
Ooh. That's perfect.
That sounds good.
That's a lucky day.
So proposals due January 13th.
You were joking, right?
No.
I don't think he's kidding.
That's the closest Friday to the 15th, which is what we
do. I like it.
About
what
the 12th?
The 13th, is that a Friday?
It's a Friday.
Yeah, Fridays are always good. Well, what difference does it make? Because if it's Thursday the 12th, that just means there's Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
It's the same thing when there's one of those in the month.
Yeah. Give them that extra day.
So I don't care. Whatever you want to do.
They have to be postmarked, stamped. I'm sure you got all that stuff.
Yes.
They aren't postmarked. They bring them in, don't they?
So whatever you want to do with it.
Okay, then the proposal award date we have May of 2012, and that would be on a Monday, first or third Monday.
The proposal, well,
May?
We don't know exactly when. And that's in May it would be awarded, right?
Well,
or it could be.
It'd have to be on a first or third Monday because it would happen at a council meeting.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Wait. So why couldn't it be in April?
Yeah.
But it can't be in April.
Because they think we're going to take a long time to review it.
I think you'll be surprised.
I don't think so either. I mean, we said volume. 6 weeks tops.
Right.
I think that's more than enough time that we're going to need.
Right. I think
yeah, some of us will probably do it in 1 week.
I mean, 6 weeks, in theory, that could be two or three meetings.
Definitely through evaluating them by the end of February.
Is there going to be any kind of a mechanism for feedback, renegotiation of the details? I mean, if we don't like something in the proposal?
Absolutely. We have the...
But legally, does everybody have to go back to change anything?
No. Well, what will happen is you will pick you will select somebody who is submitting a better proposal than somebody else, and then you can negotiate with them. You're not going to negotiate with everybody.
No, that's what I want to know.
Yeah. But the term of the contract can be negotiated. The whole thing is subject to negotiation, and that's going to happen in the contract.
So how's the schedule?
So did we move award date from May to February, March?
Is February a day with... A month with 29 days this year?
It is.
Okay, we'll make it the 29th.
As long as
Friday the 13th and February 29th.
And then all we got to do is get April 15th in there.
What is that, Charlie, February 29th?
It's a Wednesday.
That's all right.
So what's February 29th?
Wait a second here.
So do you have to go to council?
At this point.
with your recommendations to award.
And that can't happen on February 29th. It can happen on the first Monday in March.
Okay. Does the bureaucratic process take place after the City Council awards, or does it?
Because what they would award is a contract contingent upon negotiating the contract.
I see.
That would be approved
so
by
the So that would happen, and how long does that take, Peggy?
A couple of weeks, max.
So we're in March sometime, so yeah. The contract could be awarded.
I mean, they could award it at the first meeting in March.
Because they're going to read in the paper that they won or not, so it's got to be the same day.
Yeah. Except
Hopefully
that they might
tell
not,
them
because
first,
if they
though,
can't,
wouldn't you?
If they can't negotiate a contract, then we'll go to the second best proposer.
Ah, okay.
So we got to leave time for that.
I don't think that will happen. But maybe.
Well, if it does, then we have
then there's just less time to plan.
Yeah, I mean, this is a preliminary schedule. Preliminary.
It even says it.
So I think that maybe it'd be great if we just had a few of the target dates nailed down. And
yeah.
I think you're right. That
yeah.
As far as negotiation of contract and everything else, that's going to happen. That's obviously could change other dates. But
yeah.
Maybe it'll happen faster, maybe it'll happen slower. But I think we should at least have a target date for when the proposals are going to be due.
I will.
And I would delete consultant agreement.
Based on the 13th of January as a due date for proposals, and we'll look at it again.
Okay.
I would delete consultant begins work date entirely. I mean, in other words, that...
We'll negotiate that.
Yeah. So what about the other requirements? Is that your standard city boilerplate?
What are you talking about?
Yes, it's their boilerplate.
Section G, H, I... Okay. Do we need to? Well, there's nothing we can do about it. So
just because the staff takes a proposal to council, they don't have to take it. They don't typically reject something the staff brings. But they can. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So next steps.
Dinner.
Let me rework this, and then we need to meet again and go through it.
Go through it one more time.
Yeah,
okay.
Before we go talk to council, how does that?
Oh,
work?
Absolutely. Well, we're going to review the last changes, and then prep for council.
Right. So we meet next Wednesday.
Frank's going to give this to council via interpretive dance.
I can't wait. I'm not here next Wednesday, but.
Oh, well, neither am I.
All right, well, that's 2 weeks then.
I'll be at Lake Waldo.
What day would that be? Let's see. 5th, 6th, 7th.
7th.
Labor Day.
7th.
That's all right.
I will be gone.
I'm thinking the following week.
The 14th?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, how about the 14th?
September 14th.
Next meeting is September 14th?
Go ahead, I'll be gone.
I will not be in town.
Well, how about that?
Yeah,
if Pete's going to be gone both those dates, let's do it on the 7th and get moving.
Right.
Okay.
All right, I didn't
okay,
bring
September
my BlackBerry.
Yep, September 7th at 5:30 p.m.
So, Pete, you'll be out. You wouldn't be able to get a transmission of this and get
I'm going to tweak this as soon as I can and get it out in email form to all of you.
Look at what Peggy does.
That's what I wanted. I just wanted you to listen.
But we don't want to talk about it too much on the email because then we're in a meeting.
Just give it to
but
them.
If you just
if I edits, is that?
That's fine. That's not the same.
If you like the edits turned on and work, is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean,
Here's real education.
They can be extended edits.
So if you send that to me at my work email, then it shouldn't be too bad. I just don't want a lot of personal traffic on my work email. So, but I didn't. This is the first time I saw it when I walked into the room. So, it went out this morning.
No, this has never been out.
It's hot off the press.
Oh wow. Okay. Okay. So we have our next meeting set. I'm going to go ahead and adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
Round the table.
Good
anything
idea.
Else?
And would you toss the tape recorder down here in case anything?
Sure.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, good work.
Thank you.
Day.